It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Shelley Wright. She is the director of the Family Support and Children's Justice Center. And Tiffany Marasco, a parent educator. And coming up in the month of January, they've got a parenting class. And, you know, we always talk about the fact that, you know, the first of the year, let's start fresh. Let's, you know what, if certain things weren't working, maybe you need some help. Maybe you need to do different things. And when it comes to our kids, can we ever really do enough? I think that is the main question that we need to ask ourselves. And they're offering this class that's going to help and give you different parenting ideas and things like that. And we'll get into what the class will entail here in just a moment. But let's welcome them in. Shelley and Tiffany, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate the time.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for inviting us today.
Anytime. Now, Shelley, we're going to start with you. And, you know, we're starting off the year with this class because, you know what, this is just one more thing that the Family Support and the Children's Justice Center offers to kind of strengthen the families in our area. And it really starts with us. It starts with the parents. And at this time of year, we want to kind of start fresh, start new, and that's what this is all about, isn't it? It's just kind of, like I said, we always want to try and do better, especially when it comes to our kids, don't we?
Absolutely, Dave. This is a resource that the center has been providing to the community for several years. Up until about 2 years ago, we started a new parenting program, and it has been very, very successful. It's free to the community. We can provide childcare while parents are attending the class. And you're right, it's very much about offering some, you know, doing prevention in the home, but strengthening those families and the parents by educating them and opening their eyes up to different opportunities and ways to parent.
And the other thing, too, is, and I think it's very important for people to realize this, nobody parents the same, do they?
Absolutely not.
And it's important to, you know, go and do things like this and maybe have different ideas and maybe say, you know what, I think this will work or I think that will work, but maybe this won't. And that's kind of where this class is all about, isn't it?
It is. And one of the things that those parents who have more than one child can tell you that their children are different. Even though they're raised in the same home, they have the same environment, how you parent one child may not work on another child. But one thing I found with this parenting program, it is you can use the same skills on all of your children, and it works with your children, and it works with their personalities, and it also works with the relationship that we have with our kids.
And Tiffany, you're going to be teaching the class, correct?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. And how many years have you been teaching this class? Is this like the first year, second year? How many years have you been doing this?
We actually started this back in 2021. And the end of the year, and we've done 5 sessions so far, and I'm still learning things myself as I'm teaching this, and the whole idea is to give parents different perspectives of parenting. The Nurturing Parenting Skills curriculum is going to help us not only nurture our children, but we have to start with nurturing ourselves as parents and our partners, and then show that nurturing skills to our children.
And I guess one of my questions would be, have you as the educator that's giving the class, are there things in here that's like, you know what, I'm going to do this, I'm going to try this?
Well, you know, when we do have the students in there, the idea is to bounce different ideas off of each other. And then some parents will be like, wow, I've never thought of it like that. I might try that. And then the next week when they come in, they have comments of, I tried this and it was different. It's not an overnight thing when you teach these skills. And I tell my students, it's not going to happen overnight. You have to stay with it. And one of my things that I do ask of these parents is to spend 30 minutes a night with their children or their spouse and with no electronics at all. And then if you do this 2 weeks, it becomes a habit. And then 90 days after that, it's a lifestyle for them. And they'll find themselves automatically doing it.
And do you think that you brought up electronics? Do you think, and I would say, and if I'm wrong, correct me, that's probably one of the biggest problems right now with parenting is electronics and social media and those kinds of things.
I totally agree. The thing is parents do say they spend time with their spouse or children, but at the same time they're scrolling or whatever, so that doesn't count. It's like completely putting them away and having a game time, even at dinner time, that's spending time together.
And I've even noticed myself, and I've made it a resolution for 2023, when I am talking to someone, I've got to put my phone down.
Yes.
That's I think that's, you know, I've been working on that, mm-hmm. but you're absolutely correct. It's not just the kids that are scrolling at dinner time.
Yeah,
it's mom
right.
and dad too. Mm-hmm. So we really need to kind of wean ourselves away from mm-hmm. that. So this class, you're looking for people to sign up. How do they need to do that?
Okay, they can call the center. They can dial 636-3200, extension 508. And the process of getting enrolled in the parenting classes is obviously, you know, either being referred to our program or the parent calling our program. And then what we do is we initiate a pre-survey. And it kind of establishes where the parent's thinking is. It's not a pass or fail. It's not a right or wrong. It just gives us a little bit of an idea of where the parents are at in their thinking. And then when they complete the 8 sessions, then they do a post-survey. And it's interesting, the parents can actually look at, wow, you know, I have improved. And they can see that the parenting class was really beneficial.
And you're looking to start this sometime in January. So if people are interested, you can give them a call out there and get signed up and get registered. And once again, there's 8 classes. Is that correct?
Yes, they last about an hour to an hour and a half.
Okay. Is it once a month, twice a month?
Once a week, every okay. Thursday. It'll start at 1 o'clock.
Okay. So you're looking... If you sign up for these classes, you'll be done by March at least. And so that's kind of the timeline. Is that
yes.
what it would be roughly? All right. So once again, it is a parenting course that's being put on by the Family Support and Children's Justice Center. Give them a call out there, 636-3200, and sign up. If you're interested, they can get you pushed in the right direction. And you know what? Make sure you take the time to be a part of this if it's something that you really want to do. Shelley and Tiffany, thank you so much for coming in today. I appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. And listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.